This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon. This is Tanya Winders, the President and CEO of Allergy and Asthma Network. I'm excited to be joined today by Dr. Joanna Zeiger. Dr. Zeiger is an Olympic triathlete and an Ironman World Champion from 2008. She also has her PhD in genetic epidemiology from Johns Hopkins University. It's my pleasure to welcome you, Joanna, to the program today, Dr. Zeiger. We look forward to our conversation around the Allergy and Asthma Peace Study.
Thank you for having me on. I always love talking about my research.
Great. Well, let's start right there. Why don't you share just a brief bio about yourself and about the work that you've been conducting in this space?
Sure. So as you mentioned, Tanya, I was a triathlete for many years. I competed as a professional from 1998 until 2010. And during that time, I placed fourth in the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And I won the Ironman 70.3 World Championships in 2008 in what was then a world record time. I also have my PhD in genetic epidemiology. And I have a strong background in doing outcome studies, building questionnaires, and biostatistics. Over the last few years, I have become very interested in studying cannabis through epidemiological methods, meaning survey studies. And the main goal is trying to figure out in various demographic groups what percentage of people are using cannabis. What are the adverse effects? What are the beneficial effects? And does it have any impact on well-being, quality of life, and other measures? A couple of years ago, we did a study in athletes. We called it the Athlete Peace Survey. Peace stands for pain, exercise, and cannabis experience. And what we wanted to find out were patterns of use and what the prevalence of cannabis use, and like I said, adverse effects and benefits. And that study was so interesting, and the results were very compelling. We had three papers published, and we decided that we wanted to take a similar methodology and apply it to people with asthma and allergies. And we hooked up with you guys over at AAN, because, of course, you also have an interest in finding out what the patterns of use of cannabis is in your population and how they're using it and whether or not it's harmful or beneficial, or maybe it's both. Maybe for some people it's harmful and for others it's beneficial. And so the purpose of the study is to really get a deeper understanding of who's using cannabis and why.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. So what actually sparked your interest in this particular area of research?
I got interested in cannabis research because of my own use of cannabis. I am a medical patient. In 2009, when I went back to defend my title at the World Championships, I had a horrific bike accident. I was at an, I don't know if people who are listening know how it works, but in triathlon, when the events are quite long, like they are in a half Ironman, where the bike ride is 56 miles and the swim is 1.2, and then you have a 13.1 mile run, very difficult to carry all of your nutritional needs with you. So they have aid stations set up along the way where they hand out water and food and other types of things. And when I was reaching to get a water bottle at one of the aid stations late in the bike ride at mile 45, the person who was handing out the water bottle did not let go of the water bottle and pulled me off my bike. I slipped over my handlebars and I broke my collarbone, and I did permanent structural and neuropathic damage to my rib cage. And traditional pharmaceuticals were not adequate to control the symptoms of my condition. And I live in Colorado. Cannabis was legal medically at the time, but for me, in the beginning, cannabis had a huge stigma because, for several reasons, as a professional athlete, it was illegal in all forms. I was drug tested on a regular basis, both in and out of competition. And so it wasn't something I ever would have considered using because it was on the banned list. I was also working at the time at the University of Colorado at the Institute for Behavioral Genetics studying drug abuse in adolescents and young adults. And there was a huge stigma around cannabis there as well. It was seen as a very nefarious drug, and there's a whole gateway theory. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and I was having trouble sleeping, and I had nausea, I had horrible pain and muscle spasms, and I really just needed something to help me with all of that, to go along with the medications I was taking, and cannabis was something I turned to. And because it was so helpful, I decided to look at the research and see what other people's experience with cannabis was. And I realized that there was just not a lot of research out there, especially epidemiologic research. And I felt that I was in a position to help change that. So that's how we started with the athlete study. And now we're working with AAN. And I should mention as well, I don't know how I forgot to mention this in the introduction, but I also have asthma. It started off mainly as exercise asthma, but over the years, it's kind of morphed into more of a traditional asthma that gets triggered by environmental factors and, you know, pollen, smoke, getting sick. Of course, exercise is still a trigger. And because of the issues I have with my rib cage, I'm more prone to getting asthma flares. So, and I also have allergies, so I can relate to all of you out there who are dealing with asthma and allergies.
Yes, it sounds like you absolutely can relate to the 50 plus million Americans that, you know, we are most intimately connected to and serving every day at Allergy and Asthma Network. And so you mentioned a bit about the survey. Share with us what some of the key questions you believe that this research will aim to answer.
So in the group that we studied with athletes, what was happening was a lot of the cannabis companies started marketing to athletes, and they saw them as this great group to get, you know, involved with cannabis, and, oh, they're going to love it, and it's going to be great. But many of the questions were unanswered, like what percentage of athletes are using cannabis? Are there more males than females or more females than males? Are there differences in ages? Older people or younger people use it more often, and routes of administration? How does that change with maybe sport or with age or with gender? So there were a lot of questions that were unanswered, and so we wanted to look at those things, and those are some of the things that we'll be looking at as well with the survey that we're looking at here. Are there age differences? Does route of administration change whether or not you have a beneficial or adverse event? You know, so there are many of the same questions, and we just really want to understand what percentage of people with allergies and asthma are using it, why are they using it, and is it helping or harming?
That is going to be very interesting data indeed. And to my knowledge, there aren't any data points out there around this topic, specifically in allergy and asthma. Is that correct?
Not that we've been able to find. Maybe some of the listeners remember earlier in the year, or maybe it was even late last year, that there was a whole bunch of issues with people getting lung disease from vaping illegal cannabis products. And so there were some studies done around that, but nothing of this sort to the level of detail that we're going to be doing. This, and I should let everybody know, the survey is anonymous. We are not collecting information on names or email addresses. So you can rest assured that we won't be able to trace your answers back to you. And we just want to understand, you know, knowledge and attitudes about cannabis, why people are using it, and how long have you been using it, how often. So there are just so many unanswered questions that we are hoping to be able to get those answers with our survey.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that you address kind of that personal information and the privacy and security of that personal information. What is going to happen with this data? What if I participate, what can I expect to see on the backside?
So what will happen is there's a link to the survey, and people will take the survey, and depending upon, like, if you have asthma, then you'll answer a bunch of asthma questions. If you have allergies, you'll answer a bunch of allergy questions. We have a lot of questions on cannabis. Some of them are based about knowledge. Some are on attitudes. And then, of course, we have lots of questions about route of administration for those who have been using it recently. For those who don't use it, then obviously we will not be asking you those kinds of questions. But the main goal is to present some of this information at conferences, and the data will be aggregated. So we are going to like pick out participant number 75 and talk about participant number 75. It will all be aggregated. So we'll be talking about things like in ranges. So whether it be age ranges or use ranges, a lot of the information will be collapsed so that it will, number one, even makes it even more anonymous, but it also makes the data more useful. Rather than looking at each single data point, we'll look at many things all together. And then hopefully we'll be able to educate patients and doctors about what types of things they can expect from cannabis. If you are an allergic patient with pain, or if you're an asthmatic patient with pain and cannabis helps your pain, we want to be able to find the best route of administration for you, the best frequency, and maybe help out with some dosing. So we'd like to be able to eventually use this information to publish it, to present it at conferences, and then hopefully be able to give better information to doctors and patients. So those are our overarching goals.
That will be wonderful. Again, we know that there is such an unmet need in this area, and that we hear anecdotally, especially as policy has changed throughout the country on the legality of the use of cannabis, there is so many questions to be answered and so much direction and support to be given, not only to patients, but also to healthcare providers and to policymakers, as you outlined, Dr. Zeiger. So as we, you know, how can we get patients involved? How do they get started? How do they take the survey? And do they have to be a cannabis user to actually participate?
Well, let me answer that question first. You do not have to be a cannabis user to participate. It doesn't matter if you never, ever used it in your entire life. It doesn't matter if you used it once and you never used it again, or if you're currently using. None of those things matter. The only thing that matters is if you meet the criteria of having a doctor's diagnosis of asthma and allergies, and there are a few other conditions that we have listed on our call to action. And so people can get the link through AAN. It's going to be on their social media. It's on their website. We'll put it up on our website as well. Canna Research Group is the group that we have, and I'll also be doing some social media work as well. And you can also email me directly at joanna@cannaresearchgroup.net. You can also email AAN, and they've got contact information. So if you're interested and you can't find the link on their website, you can email them for the link as well, but we'll start posting that everywhere so people can find it.
And what do you anticipate the timeline will be? If we start collecting the data immediately, how long until perhaps we have the results and are able to share that back with the community?
Well, that's a very difficult question. It just depends on the motivation of people and their willingness to take the survey. So the more people that take the survey, the more quickly they do it, the faster I can analyze the data and get some information out into the community. So some of the other studies we've done, we've been able to collect all of our responses within 8 weeks and get papers out within maybe a couple of months after that, take some time to clean and analyze the data. So really it's up to the motivation of AAN members. Please get out there and take the survey, because the more quickly you do that, the faster we can have information for you. And rest assured, once we get that information, we will pass that along to everybody.
That's really great news to hear. And again, we at Allergy and Asthma Network are very committed to this project and have enjoyed already working with Dr. Zeiger and the Canna Research Group to better understand the use of cannabis. And we're going to be continuing this conversation with Dr. Zeiger and with other members of the Canna Research Group. I do want to remind our listeners that we have an upcoming webinar with Dr. Bill Silvers from the CANA Research Group on the topic of cannabis use in allergy and asthma. So tune into that. Visit allergyasthmanetwork.org to learn more about the CANA Research Group, about our webinar series, and about this particular PEACE survey. Again, I want to thank you, Dr. Zeiger, for joining us today. Thank you for your time and for your interest, and we look forward to continuing this work together.
Well, we super appreciate your support. We couldn't do this without you.
Thank you.